In Iredell County, North Carolina, a routine domestic call took an unexpected turn when a 911 telecommunicator used rapid SOS live video to protect both a caller and the deputies racing to the scene. Thanks to real-time visuals, a dangerous situation was de-escalated and everyone walked away safe. Michael Hoffman has served as a 911 dispatcher in Iredell County for several years. When Rapid SOS introduced live video capabilities into the Unite platform, he saw it as another way to give field responders what they need most, clear information in chaotic moments. That perspective was shared by Stephen Smith, the agency's IT and systems support specialist. Smith, who has over 2 decades in public safety, helped champion the rollout of Rapid SOS features at the center. Video gives us a sight picture before units ever arrive, he explains. You know who's in the room, what hazards are present, and if a weapon is in play. That's life-saving context. That context proved critical during a recent domestic disturbance. A man called 911, distressed by his partner's escalating behavior. Hoffman quickly offered to send a link so the caller could share live video directly from his phone. The man agreed, and within seconds, Hoffman could see the layout of the home, both individuals involved, and the tension rising. As Hoffman monitored the feed, the woman moved into the kitchen and retrieved a knife. On screen, he saw her begin damaging property and turning her aggression toward the caller. He asked, "Do you see this?" And I could confirm, "Yes, we see it." At that moment, I knew deputies needed to be ready for a weapon in play, Hoffman recalled. Live video allowed Hoffman to do more than just observe. He coached the caller to move toward safety. "I need you to get to a safe location, step outside, and meet deputies when they arrive." The caller followed his instructions, placing the phone down so Hoffman could continue to watch the room without escalating the confrontation. By the time deputies arrived, Hoffman had already identified both individuals and relayed the precise risk to responding units. It ended well. No one was hurt. Deputies knew exactly what they were walking into, and the caller was safe outside, Hoffman said. Without video, who knows how it might have turned out? Smith noted that seeing dispatchers like Hoffman put live video into practice reinforces why the center invested in the technology. The more you use it, even on smaller calls, the more comfortable you become. That muscle memory matters when a high-risk incident hits. You don't hesitate. You just know it's going to help. Beyond its immediate value in crisis, live video also strengthens responder safety. Deputies knew a knife was involved before they even reached the house. Seconds matter, Smith said. That's time they aren't caught off guard. Both Smith and Hoffman emphasized how Rapid SOS tools have changed daily operations. From text to 911 and what 3 words for water rescues, to emerging integrations like communicator and GIS, the center is embracing ways to give telecommunicators and responders better visibility. Citizens already expect us to know where they are, Smith said. Rapid SOS makes us as close to that reality as possible. Whether it's a domestic, a search in the woods, or a call from the lake, we have tools to get responders there faster. For Hoffman, the biggest impact is the confidence to act quickly and safely. Technology and instinct aren't at odds. They complement each other, he said. When they work together, that's when lives are saved.